بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We continue in the supererogatory salat. We stopped at تطوع المطلق. The third type he mentioned in the book. Third, the general supererogatory prayers. Now, what did we do? The first one was what? الرواتب, routine. The second one is what? Witr. The third one is al-mutlaq. Al-mutlaq is يعني unrestricted. Al-itlaq means something unrestricted. He said the general supererogative prayers. وَتَطَوُّعُ اللَّيْلِ أَفْضَلُ مِن تَطَوُّعِ النَّهَارِ وَالنِّصْفُ الْأَخِيرُ أَفْضَلُ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِ. Pay attention. He said, Rahmatullah alayh, the supererogative prayer at night is better than that of the day. And the latter half of the night is better for it than the first half. First, إيش التطوع المطلق is a supererogatory salat that you do at any time. You're not restricted to time except the times of what? Ya Muhammad, the forbidden time. If there is a time that is forbidden, then you cannot pray in it. Otherwise, you can pray at any time that you like. And tatawwu' al-layl, the tatawwu' at night, better than the day. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith in Sahih Muslim, أفضل الصلاة بعد الفريضة صلاة الليل. The best of salat after the obligatory is what? The night prayer. The night prayer. والنصف الأخير أفضل من الأول. The second half better than the first one. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith in Sahih Muslim, من خاف أن لا يقوم من آخر الليل فليوتر أوله. Whomever fears that he cannot stand up for tahajjud in the beginning of the night, let him make the witr in the first part of the night, meaning before you sleep. ومن طمع أن يقوم آخره فليوتر آخر الليل. And whomever طمع, يعني he feels he can do the qiyam towards the end of the night, let him do the witr at the end of the night. And that's his important point here for the issue of witr. If you're a person very hard to wake up before Fajr, you do wake up for Fajr, but very hard to wake up. يعني أذان الفجر these days 4:40 a.m. You usually wake up 4:41, 4:45. You just make wudu and run to the masjid. You got 15 minutes to iqama or 20 minutes or whatever. طيب, you then a person should pray witr before you go to sleep. But if you are a person who wakes up 4 o'clock and you've got somebody wakes you up 4 o'clock, then delay the witr. Wake up, make wudu, pray a couple of rak'at and pray witr. That's what the hadith means. Here he said, فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَ آخِرِ اللَّيْلِ مَشْهُودَةً. فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَ, this is the dalil, the salat at the end of the night is witnessed. وَذَلِكَ أَفْضَلْ, and this is the best. To delay the witr is the best. آخر الليل, it is witnessed. Subhanallah, and you all know the hadith that in Sahih Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend in the last third of the night, and he asks his slave, whoever wants to repent, and Allah will repent for him. And that is the best of the time of salat. وَصَلَاتُ اللَّيْلِ مَثْنَا مَثْنَا يَقُولُ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ. Praying at night is 2 by 2, meaning in pairs. And that's why يعني we have explained in hadith Ibn Umar that has passed. وَصَلَاتُ الْقَاعِدِ عَلَى النِّصْفِ مِنْ صَلَاتِ الْقَائِمِ. Shuf, another one here he said. And the prayer of the one sitting is half in reward of that of the one standing. The one who is here because of the hadith of collected in Bukhari. The Prophet ﷺ said, من صلى قاعدا فله نصف أجر القائم. Here he said, من صلى قاعدا, whomever prays sitting, فله نصف أجر القائم. He gets half of the reward of the one who is standing. So if you're tired, you can sit down. Even in Taraweeh. And we said in Taraweeh, ya ikhwa, some brothers complain that the imam is taking too long, it gets tired. If you're really, really tired, sit down. It's no problem. Sit down and pray. Don't just go home because you lose the reward. And rahimahullah yaqul rahmatullahi alayh, al-darbu al-rabi', the fourth type. Ma tusannu lahu al-jama'a, wa huwa thalathatu anwa'a. وَهُوَ ثَلَاثَةُ أَنْوَاعٍ Fourth wariyah is prescribed to be prayed in congregation. So here he's saying some of the salawat, which is sunan, supererogatory, you can pray him in what? You can pray him in jama'ah, in congregation. Otherwise, an-nafl, it is not sunnah to pray in congregation. Only three types. يَقُولُ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ These are three types. يَقُولُ أحدها التراويح وهي 20 ركعة بعد العشاء في رمضان. تراويح, these are 20 ركعات after the عشاء prayer in Ramadan. طيب. قيام الليل يا إخوة في رمضان سميت تراويح. Why it is سميت تراويح? Why they call it تراويح? تراويح comes from the راحة. راحة means rest. Why? Because when they used to pray two or four, they used to sit down and rest and then stand up and continue the salat. Of course, in the days of the companions, not like you, mashallah, yani he reads half a page, Sheikh, khalas, we know you've got a beautiful voice, spare us. La ya akhi, la. Wallahi ya akhi, wallahi. Subhanallah, there are masajid that we went inside of them. They will pray nearly 7-8 ajza a night, 10 ajza a night. They start from Isha, it goes to just a couple of hours before Fajr. This one they stop. Kulla Hafaz Quran, mashallah, in Egypt, you've seen him, ajib. Tayyib, here he said, Rahmatullahi alayh, yani ahaduha tarawih, the first tarawih. Tayyib, what dalil, why it is mustahab in jama'ah, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he prayed it what? In jama'ah, and then the Sahaba after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the time of Umar, he prayed it what? In jama'ah, and the Ummah continuously till today praying it in jama'ah. طيب. Here he said, since we're talking about tarawih, can you read from the Mus'haf? Because some madhahib says you cannot read from the Mus'haf, you can only read from memory. Can you read? Of course, it is la ba's, it is accepted. The best is to put a hafiz. To put a hafiz to lead. But if there is no hafiz, we get someone reading of the Mus'haf, there is no issue. Why? Because Aisha radiallahu anha, it is been narrated that Aisha radiallahu anha, she had a ghulam, his name is Dhakwan, he used to lead her as an imam fi Ramadan, and he used to read from the Mus'haf, rahimakallah ya akhi. And then rahmatullah alayhi, he said, وَهِيَ 20 رَكْعَ بَعْدَ الْعِشَاءِ فِي رَمَضَانِ And it is 20 rak'a after the Isha in Ramadan. That is Salat al-Tarawih. It is been narrated from the companions radiyallahu anhum at the time of Umar radiyallahu anhu, they prayed 20, and the companions continuously prayed 20 rak'at in Mecca till today. Again, from the time of Umar radiallahu anhu till today, it been prayed 20 rak'ah in Mecca. Sahaba in Mecca, they prayed it 20. Here, Al-Bayhaqi narrated in Isnad Sahih, in authentic Sanad. Isnad Sahih means the narration is authentic, but sometimes could be have some hidden defect in it. So we don't want to go into that. Of course, Imam Malik and Abi Shayba and Ibn Abd al-Barr, a lot of them also have narrated Shawahid, and they accepted this hadith. طيب. Now, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, he said in the Majmu' that it is affirmed to the companions, to Umar radiallahu anhu, that the companions prayed 20 rak'at. 20 rak'at. طيب. Also, it is been narrated from Umar radiallahu anhu in Muwatta' Malik, and others narrated this, that he ordered Ubay ibn Ka'b and Tamim al-Dari to pray with the people 11 rak'at. And this does not contradict
Pay attention so you understand the matter. This does not contradict also that they prayed 20 rak'at. And how was that? It is, the ulama, they said that he ordered them to pray 11 and then they increased it to 20. They increased it to 20. And also Ibn Abd al-Barr and others, يعني they said it is allowed. You have Ibn Qudama in Mughni and Ibn Taymiyyah in Majmu' al-Fatawi, they said that it is consensus that the companions allowed to pray 20 rak'at. Again, with the consensus of the companions, it is allowed to pray 20 rak'at. And they prayed 20 rak'at. Go back and see where the Mughni by Ibn Qudama and Majmu' al-Fatawi by Ibn Taymiyyah. So, what we understand from this, that the companion that prayed Taraweeh, how many? 20. Some narrations they prayed 11, and other narration they prayed 20. And it is, as Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayhi, he said, it is thabita to the companions. It has been affirmed all the way to the companions that they have prayed 20 rak'at. Tayyib, now somebody says, we have the hadith of 11 rak'at by Aisha radiallahu anha. As we mentioned last week, he never used to pray more than 11. We say the issue of Qiyamul Layl, Taraweeh, is what? Supererogatory or compulsory? Supererogatory, extra. Since it is extra, we said the door is what? Open. We shouldn't be differing about this. And the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, when she said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never prayed more than 11, there is no order in it to say he ordered us only to pray 11 or do not pray except 11. No, he said he prayed 11. But at the same time, she said, لا تسأل عن their quality, عن حسنهن, and how long they are, and their quality, and so on. So whether it's 11 or 20, this issue, ya ikhwa, we shouldn't even worry about it. If someone wants to pray 11, khair, you want to pray 20, khair. It's all good. It's all narrated authentically. When Ibn Taymiyyah and Ibn Qudama and Az-Zarkashi also, they all narrate to you, it is consensus of the companions that it is allowed to pray 20, and then somebody want to pop up and say this is an innovation, or this is not the sunnah, yeah, mashallah. By ijma' al-sahaba that it is allowed. And the ummah has ajma'it. Khalas. Once there is ijma' al-sahaba has been reached, khalas. So, 11 or 20, it's all accepted, it's all khair, it's all good. Otherwise, it has been narrated, ya ikhwa, that the salaf used to pray extra rak'at. Like it's been narrated, the Shafi'i used to pray 100 rak'ah a night, Ahmad 100 and 200, and all the Salaf who prayed with the hundreds and the 50 and the 70 rak'at at night. So now, that contradicts the authentic hadith that the Prophet ﷺ only prayed 11. How can that be? You see, عمل السلف, from the actions of the Salaf, it testifies that they did not understand the hadith that you're not allowed to pray more than 11. You see, that's how you need to understand this issue. And also, if we want to add that the Prophet ﷺ said, Salatul Layli Mathna Mathna, the prayer of the night is what? Two pairs. He did limit it. He said, pray two, until the Fajr comes. And when the Fajr comes, you're fearing that the Fajr is going to come, pray one rak'ah witr, so you can seal the night. He didn't say only pray 11 or 17. He said, Mathna Mathna. If you want to continue as much as you want. يعني you prayed with the imam, and the imam sometimes doesn't pray the witr, and he lets you go, especially in the last 10 nights, if you're not in i'tikaf. Or sometimes the imam, he delays it for qiyamul layl. And the funny thing is, ya ikhwa, some of these brothers who say, it's only 11 rak'at, yet 1 o'clock at night, they get up for tahajjud. Tayyib, but you said, just said 11 here. What happened there? They get up for tahajjud. You see, 1 o'clock, okay, up 2 o'clock tahajjud. They only said 11. But subhanallah al-azim. Because why? Because they cannot contradict that the issue of Qiyam al-Layl is open, or even the supererogatory is open. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu used to come Salat al-Jum'ah very early, and he used to take a corner and radiallahu anhu used to pray until the Imam ascends the minbar. Nafl, yalla, pray. Yani, then the issue of Nafl is open. I will now write to you here, Al-Imam al-Marwazi
is one of the great a'imma. He's got a book called Ta'zim Qadr al-Salat. And here he said in his abridged version in a book called Qiyam al-Layl, he said, قَالَ مَالِكَ Al-Imam Malik said, أَسْتَحِبُّ أَن يَقُومَ النَّاسُ فِي رَمَضَانَ بِثَمَانٍ وَثَلَاثِينَ رَكْعَةٍ Imam Malik said, I like the people to do Qiyam in Ramadan with 38 rak'ah. Pay attention. ثُمَّ يُسَلِّمُ الْإِمَامُ وَالنَّاسُ ثُمَّ يُوتِرُ بِهِمْ بِوَاحِدَةٍ And then after the 38, he makes taslim, and then people make taslim, and then he makes witr wahida. This is when Imam Malik, you know Imam Malik, when he saw a man putting a rug on the ground in the Masjid al-Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he chucked him out, him and the rug, he said, you're a mubtadi' in Masjid Rasulillah. This is how strict. And yet he didn't see an issue with increasing more than 11. Pay attention. He said, وَهَذَا الْعَمَلُ بِالْمَدِينَةِ قَبْلَ الْحَرَّ مُنْذُ بِضْعٍ وَمِئَةِ سَنَا إِلَى الْيَوْمِ And he said, this amal in Medina before the Harra, the incident of Harra, from 100 years till today. يعني Imam Al-Marwazi, he says, يعني over 100 years and a bit, it's been like this. وقال إسحاق بن منصور قلت لأحمد بن حنبل إسحاق بن منصور he asked Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal كم من ركعة يصلي في قيام شهر رمضان how many ركعة we pray in قيام شهر رمضان فقال قد قيل فيه ألوان he said it's been said يعني Imam Ahmad said it's been said about it colors different things he said يعني different types نحو من 40 around 40 40 ركعة 40 ركعة إنما هو تطوع it is what? تطوع supererogatory he said قال إسحاق إسحاق said نختار 40 ركعة وتكون القراءة أخف we choose 40 and we make the recitation light here he said وقال الشافعي يا الله listen to the أهل العلم وقال الشافعي رأيت الناس يقومون بالمدينة 39 ركعة. I've seen the people in Medina making قيام 39 ركعة. People in Mecca, how many? 20. Here he said in Medina differed. He said, قال وأحب إلي 20. But I like 20. Why? Because عمر رضي الله عنه said to the Sahaba 20. قال وكذلك يقومون بمكة. He said the Shafi'i, and this is how they pray in Mecca. 20. قال وليس في شيء من هذا ضيق ولا حد ينتهي إليه. He said in this there has to be no restraint, and there is no limit you can reach. You talking Malik, Ahmad, Shafi'i, all of them, they know this hadith. Aisha, hadith Aisha is in Muslim. They know it. Yet no one understood from it that you only pray 11. لأنه نافلة. This is now Imam al-Marwazi talking. He said, لأنه نافلة فإن أطال القيام وأقل السجود فحسن وهو أحب إلي وإن أكثر الركوع والسجود فحسن. He said, because it is a نافلة, it is supererogatory. فإن أطال القيام, if they stand up, يعني recite long, and they made less sujood, it is good and beloved to me. وَإِنْ أَكْثَرُ الرُّكُوعَ وَالسُّجُودَ فَحَسَنْ And if they make lots of sujood and ruku', it is hasan. طب why he liked rahmatullah alayhi more qiyam than sujood and ruku'? Because it is the month of what? Of the Qur'an. Ramadan is the month of Qur'an. And that's why to increase the qiyam more than the sujood and the ruku'. In it, to recite as much as you can Quran because huwa shahrul Quran.
شهر القرآن. Are you excited already? Not long to go, right? Yeah, inshallah. طيب. He said, شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمة الله عليه معلشي يعني be accepting to this because this is some of the Salafi fitna today. يعني the brothers, the Salafi brothers, some of them cause a fitna unnecessarily. So we need to understand it so we didn't become hard-headed and rigid. You know, أخوة, what you need to understand is sometimes we are, of course, أنا يعني I adhere to the Salafi manhaj in the issues of Aqidah and all this. But what you need to understand, sometimes we bring talk against us unnecessarily. Why? Because we show that we are rigid and we don't have education. When you are rigid in the issues of Rak'at Taraweeh, and you see all the words of this great ulama, and of course this ulama read the hadith of whom? Of Aisha radiallahu anha. Yet you want to contradict. So you see here, we need to understand this so we can always remain with an open mind and able to comprehend these issues. Pay attention to Ibn Taymiyyah, what he said, rahmatullah alayhi, in Majmu' al-Fatawi. He said, وَمَنْ ظَنَّ أَنَّ قِيَامَ رَمَضَانِ فِيهِ عَدَدٌ مُؤَقَّتٌ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَا يُزَادُ فِيهِ وَلَا يُنْقَصُ مِنْهُ فَقَدْ أَخْطَأ. He said, whomever thinks that the Qiyam of Ramadan, it has limited number narrated from the Prophet ﷺ, you don't increase in it or decrease from it, he has made a mistake. طيب. Ibn Hajar says, Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, he said, if there is a hadith that Ibn Taymiyyah does not know it, it's not a hadith. That's how exaggerated, yani. This word, of course, has a bit of exaggeration in it. Ibn Hajar said about Ibn Taymiyyah, rahmatullah alayh, that if a hadith, he does not know it, it's not really a hadith. Of course, this is an exaggerated statement because no one encompassed all the knowledge that came from the Prophet ﷺ, but the Ummah has, but one individual did not. But to show you how much he knew a hadith, rahmatullah alayh, yet he said that anyone who says that there is a specific number that is narrated from the Prophet ﷺ, you cannot increase nor decrease, he had made a mistake. Al-Imam al-Shawkani said, in Nail al-Awtar, he said, قَصْرُ الصَّلَاةِ الْمُسَمَّاتِ بِالتَّرَاوِيحِ عَلَىٰ عَدَدٍ مُعَيَّنٍ قَصْرُ الصَّلَاةِ الْمُسَمَّاتِ بِالتَّرَاوِيحِ. To restrict the salat that is known as taraweeh, عَلَىٰ عَدَدٍ مُعَيَّنٍ وَتَخْصِيصُهَا بِقِرَاءَةٍ مَخْصُوصَ لَمْ يَرِدْ بِهِ سُنَّةٍ. He said, to restrict the salat that is known as a taraweeh to a restricted number of rak'at and to specify it with a qira'ah specific, there is no sunnah narrated about that. You want more? Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Baz rahmatullah alayhi said in his book Ahkamu Salat al-Layli wa al-Taraweeh, he said al-thalathu wal-ushroon fa'alaha Umar radiyallahu anhu. The 23 rak'at Umar radiyallahu anhu did it. Was-sahaba wa laysa fiha ikhlal, and the companions, and there is no إخلال, يعني there is no, it is firm and there is no doubt in it, in the narration of it. It is firm, confirmed to the companions. بل هي من السنن. Indeed, it is from the sunan. Sunan, يعني mean الخلفاء الراشدين. ودل عليه حديث ابن عمر. And also what testifies to it, the hadith of Ibn Umar. لأن النبي لم يحدد فيه عددا معينا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم never specified a specific number. He said, صلاه الليل مثنى مثنى. The prayer of night is مثنى مثنى. Two. طيب, you want more or that's enough? Ask them, don't ask me. طيب, honestly go ask them. طيب. Now, يعني as we said that in the days of Umar رضي الله عنه, in the Medina, in the beginning they used to pray 10, then they increased it to 20, and towards the end of the age of the Sahaba, yani the era of the Sahaba, they prayed 38 rak'at in the Medina of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the act like this was continuous until Ahd al-Tabi'een, their student and the student of the student, and inside Mecca, in the time of the companions, they prayed 20 also, the Tabi'een narrated it, and their student of the Tabi'een has narrated it, and it's not being narrated from any of the companions nor the Tabi'een that they disliked or rejected or said anything about that. And this is ijma' that there is no specific number for Qiyam al-Layl, And who narrated this ijma'? Ibn Abd al-Barr and also others as we have.
He said here, وَالثَّانِي صَلَاةُ الْكُسُوفِ. The second is Salat al-Kusuf, prayer for lunar or solar eclipsed, or solar eclipse. Here he said, it is a salat that is to be prayed in what? In congregation. It is sunnah to pray it in congregation. But what is the cause of it? Because Salat al-Taraweeh, what is the cause of it, ya Shabab? When do you pray Taraweeh?
Ramadan.
Khalas. Taraweeh, the reason of it is what? Ramadan. And it is prayed in Ramadan. Salat al-Eclipse, here he said, فَإِذَا كَسَفَتِ فَإِذَا كَسَفَتِ الشَّمْسُ أَوْ الْقَمَرِ فَزِعَ النَّاسُ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. He said, the sun or the moon is eclipsed, people must anxiously rush to the prayer. So people have to do what? Rush to the salat. People have to rush to the salat. Here he said, إِنْ أَحَبُّ جَمَاعَةً وَإِنْ أَحَبُّ أَفْرَادًا. If they wish, they can pray in congregation, it is acceptable. And if they wish, they can pray individually, it is acceptable. So, two cases. To pray individually and to pray, what? In congregation. Now, so we understand this. So, you can pray it by yourself, but the sunnah is to pray what? Congregation. طيب. Now, of course, there are many ahadith. There are many ahadith that in Bukhari and Muslim that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed the salat of eclipse in congregations with the Sahaba. He said, فَيُكَبِّرُ وَيَقْرَأُ الْفَاتِحَةِ وَسُورَةِ طَوِيلَةِ. Now he is describing, rahmatullah alayhi, how it is done. So what we need to do, ya ikhwa, when we see and we hear about the eclipse today, alhamdulillah, we have what? We have the means, and they predict the eclipse a day before, or a week before, or a month before. So you prepare your time to take part of this great sunnah. طيب. If something happens that you can't come to the masjid, then you do it at home with your family. But the sunnah is to bring even your family and come to the masjid and to pray it. And the brothers have to, as they gang up to go eat McDonald's, they need to gang up on the phone to bring each other to the masjid and pray, and to ask the local imam. And some of the imams today, unfortunately, they turned away from this sunnah to encourage the imam to do so. If the imam does not want to tell them, okay, permit us to pray, and we bring a qari, a brother who memorized the Quran well, to come and pray with us the eclipse, to pray with us the eclipse, or lead us with the eclipse salat. Here he explained to us how it is done. He said, فَيُكَبِّرُ وَيَقْرَأُ الْفَاتِحَ وَسُورَةَ طَوِيلَةَ. One must say Allahu Akbar, then recite Surah Al-Fatiha and a long surah. Then he said, ثُمَّ يَرْكَعُ رُكُوعًا طَوِيلًا. Then one bows a lengthy bow. So you recite for a long time. You keep reciting and then you go to a long bowing. Then he said, then he rises. Pay attention. He said then, ثُمَّ يَرْفَعُ فَيَقْرَأُ الْفَاتِحَ وَصُورَةَ طَوِيلَ دُونَ الَّتِي قَبْلَهَا. Then he said, then one rises and recites Al-Fatiha and Surah that is long but shorter than the one before it. So what happens now? Did he prostrate? No. So how many ruku' in one rak'ah of Surah of Salat Al-Kusuf? Two bowings. Two Fatiha and two recitations. He said here, ثُمَّ يَرْكَعُ فَيُطِيلُ دُونَ الَّذِي قَبْلَهُ. Then one bows and lengthens the bowing, but makes it shorter than the previous one. What does he do? He do the second bowing, but shorter than the previous one.
Then one prostrate, two lengthy prostrations. Then he does two prostrations. He prostrates and he make it lengthy. He sits back. Rabbi khfirli, Rabbi khfirli, Rabbi khfirli. Then another prostration and he make it lengthy also. ثم يقوم فيفعل مثل ذلك فتكون أربع ركعات وأربع سجدات. Then one rises and does as he did in the first rak'ah, making a total of four bowings and four prostrations. This is how Salat al-Kusuf is done. This is how Salat al-Kusuf is done. Now, of course, this is how it is being narrated to us in Bukhari and Muslim. Here he said, وَيُسْتَحَبُّ أَن يُنَادِيَ لَهَا عِنْدَ ابْتِدَاءِ الْكُسُوفِ بِالصَّلَاةِ جَامِعِ وَيَأْتِي فِي صَلَاةِ الْكُسُوفِ بِجَمِيعِ مَا يُؤْتَى بِهِ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ الْمَفْرُوضَ مِنَ الْأَذْكَارِ. It is preferred to call for the kusuf. Is there a than for it? يعني, let's say, in your locality, what do you call the people to? Or we're waiting for the salat to start. We're sitting, the eclipse started, we're waiting for the imam. Do we do an iqama for it? No iqama for it. But what do we say? As-salatu jami'ah. As-salatu jami'ah. You call the people. As-salatu jami'ah. And this is what is being narrated, that the call for it. The call for it is what? As-salatu jami'ah. There is no iqama for it. طيب. As for the adhkar within it, it's exactly the same adhkar that you do in the normal salat. And when you rise, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدُ. And in the sujood, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْعَظِيمِ. In the ruku' سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْعَظِيمِ. And in the sujood, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْعَلَى. It's exactly like a normal salat. But instead you do two rak'at and two sajdat. That means total of two rak'at and total of four rak'at and four sujood. طيب. It is mustahab after you finish Salat al-Kusuf, the Imam would stand and give a khutbah to the people. Remind them of the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remind them of the power of Allah and how Allah can change our normal life and change His blessings upon us. Yani, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could destroy the earth and everything and change all the blessings. Yani Allah gave you the blessing of the sun and the moon, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take that blessing from you anytime, when any time during the day can turn to darkness, or during the night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can cover the moon for you and the light of the moon can be covered. And as Allah gave you the blessing of the sun and the moon, Allah can take it anytime. And to give him maw'idha and remind him to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam done after Kusuf. The Prophet ﷺ, he stood up and he, after the death of his son and he buried him, the Kusuf happened. Shuf subhanallah, the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet ﷺ, the people start to say it is because of the death of the Prophet's son. The Prophet ﷺ stood up and he said, the sun and the moon are two ayat from the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not do that for any creation. It is only by the permission of Allah and does not done for anyone. So you have to remember that because this is important. Now, the third type of salat, which is, it is sunnah to be prayed in congregation. يقول صلاة الاستسقاء, prayer for rain. صلاة الاستسقاء. Here, this salat, what is the reason for it is? The reason for it is what? Asking for rain. When there is a drought, asking for rain. Of course, normally they do it in the season of Hajj. They do this salat inside where? Inside the haram in Mecca. They want the rain, but you in Mecca, you do not want the rain. Here he said, وَإِذَا أَجْدَبَتِ الْأَرْضِ أَصْبَحَتْ لَا نَبَاتَ فِيهَا واحتبس القطر خرج الناس. يعني وإذا أجدبت الأرض واحتبس القطر
خرج الناس مع الإمام متخشعين متبذلين متذللين متضرعين فيصلي بهم ركعتين كصلاة العيد ثم يخطب بهم خطبة واحدة ويكثر فيها من الاستغفار وتلاوة الآيات التي فيها الأمر به ويحول الناس أرضيتهم pay attention.
He said, if the land become desolate and the rain ceases to fall, the people should go out with the imam, يعني their leader, while showing humbleness, destituteness. Now comes from the word destitute. And humility and imploring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The imam should lead them in praying two rak'at like those of the Eid prayer. And then give a single sermon. He is to ask for forgiveness repeatedly and earnestly and recite the verses that beseech it. The people are to switch their outer garment around. Then he said, I will explain inshallah slowly, but let me read everything he said, rahmatullah alayh. Khalas, we'll go into the sharh of that, all of them. Now, so here, when he said, إِذَا أَجْدَبَتِ الْأَرْضِ, يعني, not any time you seek the rain prayer, it's when it really start things becoming bad. يعني, the land start to get dry. وَاحْتَبَسَ الْقَطْرِ, يعني, there is no rain coming down, خلاص. The people will go out with the imam in a state of khushu'. Why? Because now you are a person who is asking and seeking. You're not a person who is, you are now in need. So you have to show humility. And he said, متبذلين, يعني المتبذل, the one who neglects his adornment. يعني you don't go wearing your best clothing and everything. And now you're going now to show that you are poor and needy. To show you are poor and needy. That's why التبذل, to leave the adornment and to leave that you dress yourself very well. You're going to show humbleness and need. متذللين, it's يعني you humble yourself, you lower yourself. ذلة mean lowering and humbling yourself. He said, متضرعين, متضرع, المتضرع who's asking with what? With sincerity and with يعني humility. يعني Ya Allah, please, Ya Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah. It's like desperation. Asking with desperation. This is how it is. Not going with the يعني showing off, yeah, like Salat al-Eid, you don't go with tathallul and tadarru' and all that, Salat al-Eid, you're going with joy and showing happiness and showing full of confidence. طيب, Salat al-Rain is on the contrary of that. Arafat? You see, you compare yourself going out for Eid, how you're all puffed up with new clothes and happy and showing joy. And that is the sunnah. فَيُصَلِّ بِهِمْ رَكْعَتَيْنِ كَصَلَاتِ الْعِيدِ. He prays with them two rak'at like Salat al-Eid. طيب. There is a hadith for this collected by Ahmad, and its isnad is Hasan, and a Tirmidhi said it is Hasan Sahih. Hasan Sahih. Yani Tirmidhi narrated it and said it is Hasan Sahih. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kharaja mutakhashi'an, mutadarri'an, mutawadi'an, mutabaddilan, mutarassilan, fasalla bin nasi rak'atayni kama yusalla fil Eid. He said here, Ibn Abbas that the Prophet ﷺ went out متخشعاً, we explained it with خشوع in humility. متضرعاً يعني humbleness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and showing, what did the word we used? Destitution. متواضعاً. Now, التواضع is to be humble, yes. Humility. The other one is a humility, and this one is تواضع, humble, being humble. مترسلاً. طيب. And he prayed with the people two rak'at. At-tarassul is looseness. Not being uptight. Looseness. فَيُصَلِّي بِهِمْ رَكْعَتَيْنِ كَصَلَاتِ الْعِيدِ. As Hadith Ibn Abbas said,
He prayed two rak'at like Salat al-Eid. So you pray two rak'at like what? Salat al-Eid, exactly. Exactly, that's what he said. Salat al-Eid. So it has the takbirat and everything like Salat al-Eid. ثم يخطب بهم خطبة واحدة. And then he gives them a khutbah. A khutbah wahida, one khutbah. It's not two khutbah. Like what? Like Salat al-Eid. A khutbah after the Salat. As it is narrated in Sahih Muslim, عن عبد الله بن يزيد رضي الله عنه أنه خرج يستسقي بالناس فصلى ركعتين ثم استسقى. When the Prophet ﷺ went out to do Salat al-Rain, he صلى خرج يستسقي بالناس. He took the people out for Salat al-Istisqa for rain, and then he prayed two rak'at. Then istasqa mean he made the dua of istisqa. طيب يعني asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the people would say Ameen. Another opinion says, ya shabab, that the scholars to do, some ulama differed. They said, is the khutbah after the salat or before the salat? Some ulama said what? The khutbah is before the salat, because there is hadith Abdullah bin Zayd, which is different than Abdullah bin Yazid. Abdullah bin Zayd, and also hadith Aisha. Hadith Abdullah bin Zayd is collected by Bukhari and Muslim, and hadith Aisha collected by Abu Dawood, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did the khutbah, then he prayed two rak'at. So Allahu A'lam, the sunnah is to do what? Because the hadith in Bukhari and Muslim is stronger. Allahu A'lam, most closer to the authentic, yani the authenticity, more closer to the haqq, and to do what? To do the khutbah first, and then the two rak'at. And if it is done the other way, two narrations. خلاص, there is no ishkal in the matter. Now he said, وَيُكْثِرُ فِيهَا مِنَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. So in the khutbah, he make a lot of istighfar. Why? Because the rain is not withheld from the people except for something wrong. And عَمَلًا بِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did he say in Surah Nuh? قُلْ إِسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. Seek repentance from your Lord. Indeed, He is the one who will repent upon you. What is the reward of istighfar? يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. He will send you rain in abundance. So that's why كَثْرَةِ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. That's why good. Al-istighfar in your life is good. It brings barakah in your life. طيب. وَيُكْثِرُ فِيهَا. Also, he increases تِلَاوَةُ الْآيَاتِ الَّتِي فِيهَا الْأَمْرُ بِهِ. Also, within the khutbah, he remembers the ayat that Allah ordered us to do istighfar. Subhanallah. طيب. وَيُحَوِّلِ النَّاسُ أَرْضِيَتَهُمْ. Here he said that the people turn their cloaks upside down. Because what is being narrated, that towards the end of the khutbah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned to the qibla, and he turned his rida, he turned his cloak upside down. As it is narrated in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Zayd, that is narrated in Bukhari and Muslim and others, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned his cloak, he made what on his left shoulder on his right shoulder, and what is on his right shoulder to his left shoulder, and the companions done the same thing. Some ulama said turning the rida, turning around the cloak, and turning the cloak upside down, is only for the imam, and some ulama, they said, the companions would follow. The ones who said that the companions did not follow, this is not yani authentic, that the companions have turned their cloaks upside down. And the correct opinion, it is only the imam who turned his cloak upside down. You know what is the rida, the cloak? It's like the mashlah. What you wear on top of your clothes, like a coat, your jacket. You don't take out your thawb and then you wear it upside down. No, it is the cloak. طيب, المشلح, to turn it upside down. طيب, now this is before the dua. And then he said, وَإِنْ خَرَجَ مَعَهُمْ أَهْلُ الذِّمَّةِ لَمْ يُمْنَعُوا. Pay attention.
if the people of the covenant, the dhimmis, go out with them, they should not be stopped. They should not be prevented. Those Ahlul Dhimma, the Christians and the Jews and the non, let's say, the non-Muslims, if there is a covenant between them and the Muslims in the Muslim land, they're called what? Ahlul Dhimma, the dhimmis. If they go out with the Muslims, they should not be stopped. Why is that? Because don't think the dua of the kafir is not accepted. If there is a reason to be accepted, the dua of a kafir is accepted. Especially if the kafir is oppressed. And don't ever oppress a kafir and say, eh, he's going to make dua, let him make dua. He's a bloody kafir anyway. Who's going to listen to him? No, if you oppress the kafir, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get you back. Because oppression is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب. And then here he said, "Ba, وَأُمِرُوا أَن يَنْفَرِدُوا عَنِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ." He said, "وَأُمِرُوا أَن يَنْفَرِدُوا عَنِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ." And they should be ordered to separate from the Muslims. So they come out, they go pray by themselves. Not interface. They pray by themselves. He said here, rahmatullah alayhi, he prayed by himself. Here, listen, also some ulama, they said, لِأَنَّهُ لَا يُؤْمَنُ أَن يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ فَيَعُمُّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مَعَهُمْ. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to send a calamity on them, at that time, the Muslims don't get any part of it. Let's read here what the book author is saying and pay attention. On the comment 281, he said, peaceful coexistence does not mean blurring the differences between the various religions. There is only one religion that Allah will accept. This is good. Each religious group might practice according to its own doctrines, but attempting to gloss over important differences in order to bring their religions closer to each other is a concept rejected by Islam. That's good stuff. We believe that it was Allah who revealed the final testament from the heavens to be followed in its entirety, and no one has the right to change any of its teaching or compromise any part of its creed. In a discussion with some who believe the people of the book are believers, I ask him if he would call a Muslim who rejected Jesus as a believer. He replied that no, he would not. I said, then if someone reject Moses or Jesus, peace be upon him, he will not be a believer. But he may reject Muhammad and still be a believer. You see the argument? Excellent argument, isn't it? He says, Tayyib, because some brothers, unfortunately, they call Ahlul Kitab to be what? Believers. Ask them, Tayyib, if they reject Isa to be a believer, to be a prophet, would he still be a believer? He said, no. Tayyib, if he reject Musa to be a prophet, would he be a believer? He said, no. He said, why then the one who reject Muhammad to be a prophet, we're going to call him a believer? It's a very, very good argument. Alhamdulillah, I read it. In another words, it is not reasonable that the greatest of all messengers and all of Allah's creation, the deliverer of the greatest book, which was sent to prevail over all books, is the only one who may be rejected. Yani, subhanallah. This is ajib. This is, may Allah reward him for this. May Allah make this statement in his scale of good deeds. Tayyib, so Ahlul Kitab, they will come out. They are allowed to come out, but they have their own prayer in congregation by themselves, separate than the prayer of the Muslims. And we do not join in prayer. There's no such a thing as join the prayer for rain, or join the prayer for this, or join the prayer for that. Each group have their own, because each group has his own doctrine and his own. And as he said, the peaceful coexistence, it does not necessitate that we compromise the teachings of our deen. That's what we need to understand. And that has to be a golden rule that we understand. طيب. He said here, fifth type prostration of recital. He said, These are for fourth type, fifth type, الضرب الخامس, سجود التلاوة. وهي 14 سجدة. طيب, what does it mean? It is 14 سجدة. It is 14 سجدة. وهي 14 سجدة. It is a 14 سجدة. What do you mean 14 سجدة? Meaning in the Quran there is 14 سجدة of سجدات التلاوة. How many? 14. طيب, do you have to do this سجدة all the time you read? It is a sunnah to do the سجدة. But if you're driving a car, you heard it, or you're reciting it, you do not have to do it. But it is sunnah to do سجدت التلاوة. منها اثنت في الحج منها اثنتان. He said, in سورة الحج, there is two. Of course, the دليل of سجدت التلاوة, what is narrated in Bukhari, عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما, قال, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقرأ القرآن, فيقرأ سورة فيها سجدة فيسجد ونسجد معه حتى ما يجد بعضنا موضعا لمكان جبهته. متفق عليه. Agreed upon حديث narrated by Bukhari and Muslim. Ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما said, we were with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم reading the Quran. So we'd prostrate when he reads a surah that has a sajda. He prostrates and we follow him with the prostration until we cannot find a place where one of us can put his forehead on the ground. So this is the dalil. Now he said it is 14 sajda, and there is many adillah, طيب, to say it is sunnah to do this when you read it. طيب. He said 14. طيب, he just here gave the example. Normally in the mushaf they put you a line to know that, to warn you that there is a sajda. And also some ulama, they said it is sunnah to make sujood in the sajda that is in Surah Sad, that makes it to 15, because the Bukhari narrated that Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma made a sajda in this. So there is a group of ulama say it's 14 sajda, and there is a group of ulama says it is 15 sajda. The ones who say 15 sajda, they said the difference of opinion about the one in Surah what? Surah Sad, which Ibn Abbas, as it's collected by Bukhari, he did sajda for that. So that will make it 15. وَيُسَنُّ السُّجُودُ لِلتَّالِي, and it is sunnah to do sujood for the following. He said, وَالْمُسْتَمِعْ دُونَ السَّامِعْ وَيُسَنُّ السُّجُودُ لِلتَّالِي. Let me just correct what I said. Prostration is prescribed for both. والمستمع دون السامع. Pay attention. ويسن السجود للتالي والمستمع دون السامع. This is important. Prostration is prescribed for both the one reciting and the one listening, but not for the one merely hearing. What does it mean? So if you are reciting, then you are what? Tali. So you do the prostration. المستمع, there is مستمع and سامع, two different things. مستمع is the one who intended the listening. Then, يعني, you played Surah Sajda and you heard it. Then it is sunnah for you to Sajda. You're walking past a shop, or you're in the shop, you're buying some books and you heard the Quran. You're not really concentrating. You're called here سامع, not مستمع. Then what happens if you hear it? It's not a sunnah for you. Based on this, differentiating between مستمع and سامع. Now, you're a person who walk into Woolworths and they're playing music. You're a مستمع or سامع. You're a سامع. Hence, you're not sinning. You're not sinning, even though there's music played. Some brothers get, is it halal or is it not halal? You walk into a department store to buy clothes for yourself, or doing shopping for some groceries, and they're playing music in the background. You're a sami', you're not mustami'. Difference between the two. Mustami' is when you start researching YouTube for the latest يعني musical band, I don't know. Some blah blah blishy. Any whatever rubbish the people listen to these days. So you're looking for which is the best rubbish music I can listen to. You just download. All music is rubbish, but يعني rubbish is into levels. So here there is a difference between مستمع and أسامع, and pay attention to that.
So here he said it is sunnah for the one who is reciting and mustami'. He said, وَيُكَبِّرُ إِذَا سَجَدْ وَإِذَا رَفَعْ رَأْسَهْ ثُمَّ يُسَلِّمْ. Pay attention. He said, he is to make takbir when he prostrates, and when he rises his head, and then he makes taslim. What does it, he said? He said, يُكَبِّر. He makes Allahu Akbar. Then he does the sujood. Then when he raises his head from the sujood, he says what? Allahu Akbar. Then he makes taslim. Then he makes taslim. Here he said, some of the ulama, they said, this here, which is saying Allahu Akbar twice, and the taslim is not obligatory. They said what? It's not obligatory. Because there is no strong dalil to say it is obligatory to do this in sujood of what? At-tilawa. Sujood at-tilawa. And this is the closest Allahu A'lam. Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, he said to the meaning, yani this is not his word, but Ibn Taymiyyah's opinion, rahmatullah alayhi, and that is the correct opinion, Allahu A'lam, he said it is not necessarily in sajdat at-tilawa and the sajda of thankfulness. What is sajda of thankfulness? When you heard good news and you want to thank Allah, you make sujood al-shukr or sujood al-tilawa. He said it is not necessarily to implement the prerequisites of salat in them. Like you don't have to be on tahara, on wudu. You see? So we can't obligate to it what is obligatory in sujood in the salat, because it's not salat. And the salat is minimum, to call something a salat has to be minimum what? One rak'ah. Salat is minimum one rak'ah. It's not even a salat. So to say he has to have a takbir in the beginning and a takbir at the end and taslim, or the prerequisites to have tahara, no, it is not. So if you hear the Quran recited or you heard good news, can you do sujood at tilawa or sujood of shukr? Yes, you can, even if you're not on wudu. And if a sister, she's not wearing hijab, the covering of the salat, she's in her house, she's sitting reciting the Quran, because you don't have to cover your head for a sister. She doesn't have to cover her head and wear the clothing of salat while reading Quran. She does not have to do that. But out of respect to the Quran, to be dressed modestly. So you have to be dressed, you know, modestly when you're reading the Quran. But a woman does not have to cover her hijab. Doesn't have to cover her hair whilst reading Quran. There's nothing to say so. So, and she read sajdat al-tilawa. She read the spot where it has sajda. She can do the sajda. There's no issue, inshallah. And that is, of course, as Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi said. Now, what is the dua that is said in sajdat al-tilawa? What is the dua in sajdat al-tilawa? So Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi said, the prerequisites that applies to the salat, it does not apply to sajdat tilawa nor to sajdat ash-shukr. And we studied the prerequisites of the salat. He said here, also it is sunnah to do the dua, sajda wajhi lilladhi khalaqahu wa sawwarahu wa shaqqa sam'ahu wa basarahu tabarakallahu ahsanul khaliqin. I have prostrated my face to the one who created it and the one who brought forth its hearing and vision. Blessed is Allah, the best of creators. So here, this is sunnah to be, yani this is a dua, should be inshallah remembered. So that is in summary the supererogatory salat. Inshallah next week we will talk to you about the times that it is not allowed to pray in, the times when the salat is prohibited. Let me see that I have covered everything. Alhamdulillah, everything is covered here. Inshallah, next week we'll speak about times that we're not allowed to pray. طيب السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. You're welcome, أخي. It's good to see you, والله يا أخي.
Good to see you too. May I use the opportunity for the last question to ask it to you now in private?